Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this new series of the Mobility Talks. Thanks to Clément, who was a brilliant presenter for last month. I'm happy to get back to you to host these Mobility Talks dedicated to the link between fintechs and mobility. Maybe you know that, but fintechs emerged with the 2008 financial crisis, and they represented a huge opportunity to digitize basically an old-fashioned business. And for sure, fintechs started to tap into the mobility market, and we will explore how basically fintechs could apply to this industry. And to start this series, I'm very happy to welcome Sai Lakshmi, co-founder and CEO of Koha. Hi, Sai.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for accepting my invitation to come at the Mobility Talks that are offered by the Mobility Club, a private circle for corporates, helping them to being better connected with the startup ecosystem and understand what's happening basically in terms of innovation in the mobility landscape. As you know, people, you can use the chat section to introduce yourself. And you have a dedicated section to ask questions, and we'll take some at the end of the conversation. Sai, before jumping into the questions we decided together, please introduce yourself and tell us a few words about Koha.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm Sai. I'm originally an engineer. So I studied mechanical engineering at university for about 8 years. And then after that, I worked in a variety of different companies, including Apple, doing business development for iPhone and iPad. 2015, I founded my first startup, which is an app to manage your medical prescriptions on your smartphone. We grew that into the fastest growing pharmacy in the UK and then exited to McKesson Europe. And then in 2019, we founded Koha, which is an app to manage everything to do with your car in one place. But we'll go into a little bit more detail in a second.
Yeah, exactly. And the transition is perfect. So the first question is, what is the pain basically you've identified and the solution you're providing? What was, I would say, the rationale and your analysis when it comes to the market?
Yeah, sure. So I think if you own a vehicle or a car, motorcycle, whatever it might be, van in the UK, and I think that the problem statement also extends to other European countries and North America as well. If you own one of these vehicles, there are so many different digital platforms that you need to manage your vehicle. And I think they broadly break down into three main buckets. So the first bucket is all of the vehicle compliance that you need to do on an annual basis. So this is kind of like your vehicle road test, the taxes, the insurance, and they're all on kind of like different digital platforms that you need to do to kind of like check, verify, and make sure that you do the right things at the right time. So that's kind of like one bit of the problem statement. And then the second part of the problem statement is if you're driving the car around, they're like all of the roads are moving to ANPR. So that means automatic number plate recognition systems that like a really good example of this would be London's congestion charge. There's no barrier, there's no border, you just drive straight in and it's your responsibility to pay for these services. And that problem kind of also extends to toll roads, because toll roads are all moving to free flow. Again, same thing, you just drive straight through the road and then it's your responsibility to pay for that service within 24 hours. And then, you know, that's kind of like the second problem statement. And then the third problem statement is it kind of like covers parking and electric charging. I don't know about you guys in France, but over here we need literally a dozen different apps to manage parking. And you need about 50 different apps to manage electric charging. And quite frankly, nobody wants to do this. They just want a simple, straightforward platform to manage all things car. And so the solution that we came up with one piece of information, which is your vehicle registration number, the plate, the registration number of the vehicle, we enable people to pay for all of these services using Apple Pay and Google Pay and streamlining that experience. So nobody wants to pay for this stuff, let's be really honest. But if you have to, let's make it easy.
Okay, super interesting. So Koha is also able to aggregate, I would say, all the EV charging options. So through a single app. Not yet?
Not yet. We are working on it.
Okay. So, and could you detail also your business model? You're working about a lot of features actually. So, could you tell us more?
So we started, I think, we started off as a direct-to-consumer proposition, and we still are a direct-to-consumer proposition. And so if you look at the platform right now, you can manage your annual road test, your vehicle tax, insurance, city charges, airport drop-offs, and toll roads currently on Chorus platform. On a bunch of these services, we don't make any margin or profit. It's just there to make people's lives easier. And obviously, once people get onto the platform, we nudge them towards motor insurance because obviously that is a profitable part of the proposition. So we'd love people to buy motor insurance on our platform. We'd love them to kind of like book vehicle maintenance on our platform. And so and then moving forward, obviously, when we get other services, there'll be a premium model where you pay a subscription and you get some additional bits and bobs. So that's the kind of like direct-to-consumer proposition of what we're thinking of how we're going to monetize that side of things. And then on top of that, we've also got a lot of folks who've been knocking on our door saying, "Hey, look, we've seen what you've done. Can we kind of like white label a bit of your proposition, or all of it?" And so, we're in a number of conversations where B2B businesses, enterprises want to kind of like work with us to deploy our technology within their ecosystems. And so it's about so there's a I think there's a huge B2B opportunity as well for Cora. Let's see where it goes. And obviously, the big one, one of our investors is Jaguar Land Rover. And I think, if you read the press, the reason why they invested in Cora is they're very excited about this particular ecosystem proliferating natively in the dashboard of the vehicle and the vehicle companion app. So say for example, you just bought a brand new Range Rover and you're driving across a toll road, you just want a seamless experience between car, app, and driver.
Sure. And it's interesting regarding the B2B side. Could you elaborate also what could be also the use cases that these people are asking for?
Yeah, so I think the JLR example is the one that's kind of already in the public domain. So that's something that I'm happy to talk about. I think the conversations that we're having with those guys is, well, on Chorus platform you can manage, the annual road test, tax, insurance, tolls, city charges, drop-off zones, and in the future parking and electric charging. And I think if you think about those suite of services and the experience that we've created, which is one piece of information, here's everything you need. And if you think about the OEM experience, we can obviously offer that to OEMs and improve their customer experience, which is obviously quite exciting for OEMs because that's what they're all about, right? They want to get closer to their customers. They want to deliver a better, customer experience. And look, let me give you one example. I think this is hilarious. So I bought a German car, right? I'm not going to mention which brand, but I bought a German car, a couple of years ago. It was a brand new car, and it came with Microsoft Office in the dashboard, right? Nobody needs Microsoft Office in the dashboard of a vehicle. So there's stuff that you just don't need. And I think all of the things that we're working on at Cora is you need to manage this stuff because you get it wrong, you can incur thousands of pounds of fines. And so when we speak to OEMs and whatnot, we're like, guys, there's stuff that people care about and there's stuff that people don't care about. People on a daily basis care about all of the stuff that we're working on at Cora.
Okay, quite funny. You've started to answer basically the last questions, but how you manage the relationship with OEMs and maybe talk at which stage actually you're talking with them in order to integrate your solution. But also you're working closely with insurance providers, so if you can say a few words about that.
So I think the first thing OEMs is, I mean, that's probably something that's quite close to me within Cora. And I think, the thing with OEMs is you're working with extremely large organizations, and there's a lot of people that you need to, even though like for example, we've taken investment from InMotion and JLR, there's a lot of internal pitching that you need to do to kind of like get people, you know, excited about what you're working on, because there's obviously multiple teams that would need to be involved with such a project. And so, you know, but you get to talk about pretty exciting stuff like the future of that brand of vehicle and whatnot. So yeah, it's kind of fun, but there's a lot of work that goes into it to make sure that you get all of the right people corralled into the vision and what you guys want to do. So that's kind of like, I think, answers the first question. Second question around insurance providers. We internally, we've got a guy, Alan, who is, you know, our internal guru on insurance. And he, you know, he's obviously used his, you know, 20, 25 years of experience in the insurance industry to kind of mold the deals that work really well for us. And so I think, you know, with insurance, it's one of those spaces where you need decades of experience, and then you merge that with some new age thinking, like what we're doing at Cora, that's when the magic happens. So that would be my, I guess, one piece of advice to working with insurance companies, is you need that experience, but then you need to think about how to improve it for the end consumer as well.
Okay, but more concretely, is the insurance directly integrated in Cora? Maybe you act as a broker or something? Could you elaborate?
Yeah, so we source insurance directly from the insurance companies. So what you see on, so we've built, I think a really good way of explaining it is in the banking industry in the UK, you've obviously seen the rails of banking, right? So that's the digital infrastructure to manage all of these different banking payments. So if you look at Monzo or Revolut, they're all powered by this kind of like open banking infrastructure that we have in the UK. Now, with insurance, there's no official kind of like platform for that to exist. So a lot of the work that we've been doing is to build these digital rails to serve a lot of these digital products better, faster to consumers, so that a lot of this stuff can be done on app self-service, rather than having to call up a call center and things like that. And so we've been spending a lot of time looking at the digital technology to make it a better experience for end consumers.
Okay. So yeah, meaning that you're building basically the like infrastructure in order to be connected to insurance providers. And are these players mainly incumbents, or you're working with a new entrants in the automotive insurance landscape? I'm thinking about Marshmallow and the likes.
Marshmallow, I've met Oliver. We are due to catch up at some point, but we're not working with them just yet. But yeah, we'd be totally open to. And at the moment, you know, all of the insurance companies that we've got on our panel are big companies that, you know, have been established for decades. And you know, they're looking for new forms of distribution with new forms of distribution that better validate consumers, and that's what we're delivering.
Okay. Well, thanks. We'll take some questions now. Natalie's asking, do you have customers outside of the UK?
Not yet. We'd love to. We'd love to. I think at the moment, like we did our pre-seed round in 2019. And then we did our seed round in 2021. And so the plan is just to continue growing the business in the UK market. But we absolutely would like to create an app for everyone in Europe. So you have literally put in one piece of information, your vehicle reg, and you're just, everything is managed for you automatically. That's our vision. Because we think like a lot of the digital infrastructure, like it exists, but it needs to be put together in the right way. So we'd love to come to Europe, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and to go a bit further, also, could you disclose maybe a number of users and some figures that could have represented?
Yeah, I think the trend? You know, I can give you some kind of like directional figures. So like, I think Q4 last year was crazy for us. We grew 4,000% year on year, a couple of the months, which is obviously quite exciting. And then like we're well into the millions, single digit million run rate on the platform. So yeah, really, you know, quite proud of what the team has built and shipped and grown I mean, I think beyond, and then the other thing that is amazingly strong is stickiness, right? Once you get people on the platform, they just stay on the platform because they constantly need to pay for these products and
Sure.
services. And so that's obviously, a metric, but stickiness is a very important metric for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Another one, Johan asking, what about GDPR management? Is the driver able to refuse data transfer to your partners?
So look, it's self-service, right? So this is opt-in. So if you sign into Cora, you're opting in to use our service. So you need to read our terms and conditions if you with on that side of things. And the truth is, we can't offer this service without transferring some of that driver's data to the final provider. So if there is a congestion charge that is being incurred, we can't offer the service unless we pass your vehicle registration number, what date you passed. So if you don't like the there's only two alternatives. One is to use the government web platforms, or the alternative is to use Cora, which takes 1 second, and that platform takes 5 minutes. So it's your choice how you transfer the data.
Okay, thank you. Another one, Sarah asking, how do you deal with rental cars on the B2B side?
Yeah, great question. I think with rental cars, we haven't built it yet, but we've had inbound queries from rental car companies going, "Hey, we'd love to offer what you're offering to all of our customers." So if you think about the city charges, toll roads, and parking and electric charging, there is like all the rental car companies would love to put a little snippet. So when you've got let's use Hertz for an example. You go to the Hertz app and you're like, "Okay, I need to pay for this and this and this." Right now, it's the renter's responsibility to figure out what charge they need to pay for. But if in the Hertz app, it automatically shows you what you need to pay for, and you just click pay, Apple Pay, Face ID, boom, done. That's the experience that consumers want, and it's something that we'd love to
Sure.
explore. And if there are any folks who are in the rental car business, please reach out to me after this. Company cars, we are getting another fantastic question. We're getting about one inbound per week from fleet managers. So it will be somebody who owns anywhere between, so it's not owns, manages anywhere between, I don't know, 5 and 500 vehicles. And there's a lot of kind of like, "Hey, we'd love to manage all of these different payments on a kind of like administrative dashboard. Can you offer it?" I'm like, "Yes, we'd love to. We just don't have the bandwidth to build it right now." So to answer your question, we'd love to deal with rental car companies, and we'd love to offer a fleet solution as well.
Okay, so tons of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sai. All the best for the future, and thanks everyone for attending this talk. Save the date for the next talk. Same day, same place with Window Mobility. And I wish you all a good day and see you. Thanks, Sai.
Thanks very much.